Sit comfortably with your back erect. Chin down, straight spine, and center your breath behind your navel. Observe the rising and the falling of your abdomen. Visualize an empty sphere right there behind your navel, expanding as you inhale and shrinking back as you exhale. Guide each in-breath towards your pelvic floor, sacrum, and up to your shoulder blades. Breathing in, feel the expansion in your pelvic floor, your sacrum, and up to your shoulder blades. Feel the support of the earth beneath your feet. You feel supported, held, and you are solid. Keep visualizing the sphere behind your navel, expanding as you inhale and shrinking back as you exhale. On your inhale, your breathing is rising up from your pelvic floor and sacrum to your shoulder blades. And now bring this inhalation up even more to between your eyes. Picture there a big smile and a bright white light. Light which is like the sun shining on a blanket of newly fallen snow. Bring that luminous, bright, white light and smile from your eyes to your nose and breathe in this bright, white light to go inside your lungs. Let this bright white light and smile expand to the whole volume of your lungs, to your windpipe, to the bronchi and alveoli of your lungs, and through the whole surface of your diaphragm. Smile there. If you have any dark spots in your lungs, flash bright white light there. In front of you, visualize a perfect representation of the metal's alchemical force. It is a beautiful lake at the foot of a high crest and a high altitude. A very distant and inaccessible lake under a deep blue sky with this great majestic mountain in the background. It is a very calm lake, reflecting the surrounding landscape perfectly like a clean mirror. Keep that image and be aware of your own inner metal, your lungs, diaphragm, and the whole surface of your skin. Be aware of your own internal lake and picture it right there inside your chest. What kind of lake is inside of you? Is it a quiet or muddy lake? How deep is it? Are there creatures in it? Is there anything you don't like about your lake? Stay with that feeling for a while and breathe through it. Breathe deeply but gently. Take a good look inside the lake in your chest. There may be things you don't like, but observe them, for those things are there. Just look at them and keep breathing deeply. Without labeling or trying to understand, simply allow yourself to look and feel. Be aware that the lake is in your chest, in your lungs. Be aware of the smoke in your lungs, the cough, the asthma. Breathe deeply, expanding your breath to your pelvic floor, your tailbone, and all the way back up to your back and shoulder blades. Breathe deeply in your abdomen until you feel coolness coming from your body. Feel different waves of cold coming in and out of your body. And allow your body to move right now as it wants to. The coldness is coming in and out of your body with each inhalation and exhalation. Allow any movement to happen right now. It can be shaking, stretching, rotating, moving. Let these things simply happen. It is your chance to release. Release and move the muddy waters. Release and move the stagnant energy. As your body is releasing, visualize your inner lake and chest becoming clearer and clearer, and see it as the most beautiful lake on earth. Feel that lake growing deeper, clearer, and fresher. The muddiness is disappearing, and oppressive feelings are lifting off your chest and disappearing from your body altogether. This is what it means to get something off your chest. Feel the power of this lake within you. The beauty, the clarity, the cleanliness, and the reflection of the landscape on the mirror of the lake inside your chest. Smell the fresh mountain air, very pure and crisp. Feel the coolness in your chest from a solid and clean pair of lungs. Keep the memory of this practice deep within you and offer yourself a prayer. May you forgive and release your pain. Slice through ignorance and blame. Show your reflection clear and true. Be honest and loyal. Just be you. May all beings be free from suffering. Aho.